4.
Contraction, liaison, and weak form. You are going to hear two short dialogues. Listen carefully. Fill in the missing words. Each blank represents one word. Contractions like didn't, haven't, and so on count as one word.
Hello, Charles. I haven't seen you all day. What have you been doing?
Actually, I've been working on my first novel.
Oh, yes. How far have you got with it?
Well, I've thought of a good title, and I've made a list of characters, and I've designed the front cover.
Have you started writing it yet?
Oh, yes, I've written two pages already.
Only two?
Well, yes. I haven't quite decided yet what happens next.
A210-0537.
Hello. Could I speak to Mandy, please? This is Mrs. Ford here.
This is Mandy speaking.
Oh, Mandy. Good evening. Look, I was wondering if you'd like to come to a party we're having on Friday. There aren't many coming from the office.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd love to.
We were also wondering if the other three in your flat would like to come too. We're holding it in the country cottage about 8:30.
That's very nice. Thank you very much, Mrs. Ford. Oh, I'm afraid Sheila can't, though, as she's off to Amsterdam then. And...
Oh, that's a pity.
But I'm sure the others would like to. What sort of thing should we wear? Quite formal, I suppose.
Oh, didn't I say? Well, if you don't mind, we thought a fancy dress party would be rather fun, so you'll do your best, won't you?
Planes, and I had to make an important phone call, and I looked around, and all the phones I could see were busy. So I waited in line and waited and waited, and finally, the person who was talking on the phone that I was waiting to use, I began to listen to his conversation. It was kind of funny because he was an old man, and he was talking to his wife, and he was talking about his trip, and he said that he was having a good time, and he talked about the weather, and he asked about the weather back there. And all the time he was talking to his wife, I guess it was to his wife, but while he was talking to his wife, he was eating a sandwich and drinking coffee. And this went on and on and on, and I really was getting impatient because this phone call I had to make was important. And maybe I waited there, 10, 15, 20 minutes. And finally the guy hung up, and he turned around because he had seen me standing there. And he said, "Well, I'm sorry I took so long on the phone, but I was having dinner with my wife."
Exercise 1. Retell the story in your own words. You may use the sentences as a guide. Exercise 2. Fill in the blanks with the words you hear on the tape.
Westwood Mail Services is what's called a commercial mail receiving agency. What that means, in everyday words, is that we receive mail for people, for our customers. We're located on a very busy street in an area in West Los Angeles near the University of California and a large financial and entertainment district. What we do is give people a street address. They get their address as 2265 Westwood Boulevard, suite or apartment or number, and then we give them whatever their little box number is. And it's in West Los Angeles with the appropriate postal zip code. We allow them to call in to see if they have mail. They also can come in at any time, 24 hours a day, to check and see if they have mail in their mailboxes. We give them a key to their locked mailbox in this very comfortably appointed lobby with carpeting and freshly painted walls, plants, payphone for their convenience, a little stamp machine, a bulletin board for people to put their business cards on to exchange information about each other. And we also give them a key to the front door. This is a particularly unique type of situation because The local post offices also have mailboxes, but they do not have this kind of access except in the very large, offices. This, however, is a neighborhood post office. We pick up the mail every morning around 10 o'clock, and we bring it back, and we sort it out, and put it from the rear into each person's box. And they can come in anytime that they want to and pick up their mail. We will also receive not just United States mail and packages through what's called parcel post, but in addition to that, and as an extra service, we'll receive anything that anybody can bring there, basically in any manner, way, shape, or form, short of a house full of furniture. This would mean deliveries from a company called United Parcel Services, which is a commercial package delivery service.
Which the post office
will not accept at all. We will also receive telegrams for people, which the post office will not do. We'll also sign for registered or certified mail with the box holder's consent, if they should like. And the post office, of course, you can't do that. We'll receive postage due items for our customers. We'll pay the postman this little extra money, and then the people at their convenience, when they want to come in, can also do that. Our office hours are very much longer than the post office. The local post office usually has what are called traditional business hours, from 8:30 or 9 in the morning till about 4:30 or 5 in the afternoon. Now, Westwood Mail Services is very different because we have much longer hours for our customers' convenience. We are open from 8:30 in the morning until 8 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday, and 10 to 6 on Saturdays. Another reason why a person would probably use a regular post office box, which they can't get because in both cases, in the two local post offices which my business serves, there are none available, and there's a waiting list of 6 months is the expense. We do charge a little bit more.
How much more than a post office?
Post office will usually charge about $20 a year, $20 to $30 a year for the same box. In our case, we charge about $66 to $70 a year for that same box, but we provide so many more services. Our customers are also very unique. We service a wide variety of types of people, not only just in the local area, people who live in the area in apartments or the homes around that area, but also people who work in the area, travel through the area, doctors, lawyers, individual people who own their own businesses, as an example, who work out of their home but want to have a safe place for their mail and their packages and their parcels and their checks, for example, payment from their customers to be received. We also deal with a number of people who are involved in international trade, office supply companies, importers, exporters, even some people, for example, from Japan, who use this particular location as their West Coast or their American location or their West Los Angeles location. We find that a lot of people use us for not just to receive mail because it's for business purposes, but because they're in the process of moving. One finds that the west side of Los Angeles is a very upbeat kind of an area where there's a lot of motion, people coming and going. And not that it's necessarily a transient area in the bad sense, but it's an area that a lot of people find very desirable to live in. It's kind of expensive to live in, and a lot of people, as a result, come and go. But we also, interestingly enough, have an answering service, which we haven't really talked about yet. We answer the phone live during our regular office hours from 8:30 in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday, and 10 to 6 on Saturdays. And we answer with a phone number, 475-6383, and we say, "May we help you?" And then the caller will say, "Well, I want to speak with John Doe or Sally Sue." And we'll say, "Well, they're not in right now. If we may have your name and your phone number, we'll have them return your call as soon as we can." And the caller will then either give us their name and the phone number and say, "Well, I've got to speak with that person directly." And we'll then say, because we will actually give the appearance of this phone number being an office for the person, that, well, they're not in right now. Their schedule is such that they are in and out. It's too difficult to determine their schedule. Consequently, if you'd like to leave your name and your phone number, we'll have them return your call at their earliest convenience. After our office hours, we have an automatic telephone answering device, which answers in the same way, and the person will then hopefully leave something rational on the machine. Many people don't like to talk to answering machines, and we do get some unusual comments on our machine. And every morning, as soon as they get in at 8:30, we call the machine, write each of the messages on an individual message, which has a carbon copy on a master pad, so that in case the message is lost for some reason or other, or the box holder or the message service holder throws their messages away and wants to get their message again, we can look their message up for them. And we have a number of people who are actually conducting businesses using not only our address, but also our service, our answering service, as their office.
Exercises. Note down the relevant information about the interview.